I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey Series. The northeastern region of Brazil is home to the musical style called forró. This dance style has gained broad appeal in many regions of Brazil, celebrated during their nationwide June forró festivals. Forró, a multifaceted genre within Brazilian popular culture, includes an accordion, zambumba bass drum, metal triangle, and sometimes a guitar, with a unique featured sound, though shaped in part by American blues, with a familiar audible nod to American zydeco music. All three are keenly associated with the working class residents of each country. The story behind the birth of forró music includes several theories. One of them is that it grew out of farm life by those working plantations in Ceará, in the northeast areas of Brazil. Legend has it that the farmers and field laborers created songs for their crops, like corn, vegetables, coffee, sugarcane, and even melodies just for their cows. These forró-loving farmers assigned a different song for each crop, and in time, the farmers and field hands started to sing their field songs at home, and even in local cafes. As time passed by, other local patrons would join in, and as even more time passed by, the more talented musicians and singers started to receive invitations to perform at parties and other social gatherings. The presence of the accordion, zambumba-based drum, the metal triangle in forró, would, with the immigration of the French between 1850 and 1950, and what is known as the Great Arab Migrations to the northeastern region of Brazil in the late 1800s to the 1930s, include other elements, like the handcrafted rebec, a bowed stringed instrument. Of course, all of the new influences had one objective, to have a forró bodô, a great party. Forró, along with its dance-centered foundation, remains a popular aspect to college and university life, with students who created their own brand of the style called Colégio Forró, with a splash of salsa and samba rock. Today, forró is finding friends all across the globe, particularly in Europe, with a growing interest in the U.S., where 21st century bands are adding their flavor to the fast pace of forró with nuances of reggae and rock, in all to lure people to the dance floor. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.